Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Wonder Woman hits another milestone. Flashpoint information, hopefully. And is Shazam trolling fans right now?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
What up, everybody? It's DC Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. Right now, full squad in here. And to answer your question, yes, it's 93 degrees. It's going to get sweaty. It's going to get amazing. Roxy just had garlic. The show's going to be on fire.
How'd you know, Johnny? How'd you know?
You pronounced to everyone in the room, hey, guys, I just had garlic. And so here we are.
It was like enough cloves that I had to say something.
Was there a vampire running after you?
No, I just really like garlic. I try to only eat it late at night.
What was the kind of cuisine that it was in?
You really want me to break it down for you?
No, I just
want to
know, like, just ballpark, like, where
garlic on a cracker?
No, it's this, like, garlicky shrimp mixture I've been making and putting it over brown rice pasta with this tomato spicy garlic goodness sauce.
Wow.
You
make it?
I'm only upset that you didn't bring us any.
Yeah, I will next time if you want. It's really good.
Can you bring us some garlic pasta next time, and that way everybody is garlicky, and that's the way to do it?
No, and then you don't notice.
From Steak and Rose to Crowning Jewel.
Yeah.
You fork it? Is that what you eat it with?
Oh, you fork it, baby.
Okay.
You fork it.
Just check it.
I like chopsticks.
Totally on board. Let's get to the intros. At DC Movies SK on Twitter, Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I'm Johnny LaQuasto at J Quasto. The lady over there, Mike Kalinowski, by the way, on assignment, fighting crime. Follow him at Mike Kalinowski immediately, as most of you already do. But this lovely lady right here is a cosplayer aficionado. She's a panel hoster. She's all over the interwebs in a good way. Find her at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan.
Yeah, I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan.
That's right.
We just established she doesn't download porn, okay?
Yeah.
So it's only in a good way.
Before on the air.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then why is her memory so low?
Because I download a lot of games. I'm an online gamer. That's
porn.
My porn.
Yeah.
And it's just as embarrassing because I pull up RuneScape and I'm like, exit. No one look.
Well, a guy that you can download plenty on the internet. He is the host of Man vs. Child on FYI and FX Movie Download on FX and a verse fucker for Doghouse Restaurants. He's Adam Gertler.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here. Excited to talk about DC movies. I smoked a goat on Monday.
Explain,
what?
Please.
It was great. No, we got a great goat.
You smoked
that
a goat?
Was local. And we smoked it. My buddy Shane, who's here, he's in town. He's a
like
chef
you smoke
from New York.
Salmon, you smoke goat?
Yes. Smoke this goat, put it in my smoker, and then we had goat tacos. We went to a tortilla factory and got some amazing tacos, and Shane made some great sauces and salsas. We had taco night, and we've been feasting
was
on
it
goat
Tuesday?
For days. It was Monday. It was Monday
taco
night.
Monday?
Now, did the goat die of natural causes?
No, I mean, it was naturally slaughtered.
You can't,
I
mean, you know, you can't eat something that died of natural causes.
That would be gross.
Oh.
But anyway.
You can't eat something that you find dead.
So it's been a goaty week for me.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
If you want to live, only if you want to live. Otherwise, I won't tell you what to do.
That works. And, of course, the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show is sitting next to me. She's the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies, now seen worldwide behind no paywall, y'all.
No paywall, bitches.
That's right. How's it been going, by the way?
Really good.
She's Roxy Stryer.
Are you
going
to come in soon?
When? Yes. How?
I don't know.
I don't know who to ask.
You mean of my seven producers I've asked?
Yeah. I don't know how to get back on there.
Who?
For crying out loud.
Who? She's Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
And she's about to go on a plane.
Roxy,
can you
Roxy,
tell?
Roxy in the Stryer.
She's dressed like
a self-proclaimed theme song. You've got your own Roxy Stryer theme song, mostly consisting of just your name that you sing yourself.
The word "she" was also in there. I was
and it's in third person.
She's dressed like a Stryer, fire, desire, admire.
Yeah,
you've
but
got
also
so
you go down
options.
The liar route.
Yeah,
I'm no liar, Roxy Stryer. She's on fire.
Well, she's gonna keep working on her theme song. Oh, I just opened the page and I'm seeing you dance.
And
right
you're
now,
dressed like Laura Croft's assistant today, which is pretty cool.
And sweaty, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Why am I her assistant? Why can't I just be her?
Well, no, you could be Laura Croft, but you didn't... Okay, yeah, you're Laura Croft.
Thank you.
Anyways, before we get to the news, guys, real quick, we're going to have...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have DC Movie News Theater coming up on the episode, so get ready for that. It's going to be pretty incredible. And secondly, my
comedy... We got our degrees in that for a reason, bitches.
Yeah. And secondly, my comedy album made the top 10 on Billboard. Thank you, guys.
So number eight, y'all!
Yeah, a lot of you who bought this, it's a miracle. I independently released it, no record label, no industry help, and somehow I managed to be number eight on Billboard, so... Thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
That's just the fans. The back picture is cool, too.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you for all the feedback. If you haven't gotten it yet, go to QuastoAlbum.com. Anyways,
that's amazing,
time.
Dude.
That was a milestone for me, but an even bigger
Ooh,
milestone.
What's Space Jam 2?
That's a joke about Space Jam 2.
Everybody get up. It's time to dance now. You got a real jam going down. Welcome to the
Space Jam.
All right.
I just wanted you to finish it.
Here's your chance. Do your dance. It's the Space Jam, all right?
All right, all right.
This is one I would lose a little bit of points on the Schmodown for. I would not do well with Space Jam questions.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a Space Jam guy.
I mean, I've seen it, but probably once 25 years
ago. Just put your hands in the air if you feel right.
Yeah.
So, Wonder Woman hit another milestone. She has crossed $400 million domestically, and she has now become the third highest grossing WB movie ever, only behind The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. Cue applause.
Yeah. Not just cue applause. I can't believe cue that. The dancing.
So more than any Harry Potter film domestically?
What were the... It was Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, know. And then everything.
Top three Warner Brothers. Not just Warner Brothers DC, Warner Brothers domestic. That is... That's crazy. This... I mean, I just... So many records this film keeps making, and it's like, what a juggernaut.
I think that it is a better film than the Harry Potter movies, so it doesn't surprise me in that sense, but it does surprise me in the sense that, like, it's Harry frickin' Potter.
I love Harry Potter, too, though.
Yeah, I just know that those movies did so well. I know people, like, waited around the corner. Like, $1 billion, yeah. Or, you know.
So when do we get... The Wonder Woman land at Universal Studios. That's what I want to know.
That's a great point.
It would be a Six Flags.
It would be at Six Flags.
Yeah, exactly. They've had a long partnership. There have been many Batman rides, and there's a Justice League ride at...
Justice League ride.
I kind of feel like they have to, because now that we've got Guardians going on at Disney, we got to do something to compete over at Universal. So.
Can we go to Magic Mountain together?
I love Magic Mountain.
Yes! Nice. I like that X3 one that you get sick and vomit.
I've never been. I've never been to Magic Mountain. So
just your vomit on top of you over and over.
There are so many coasters at Magic Mountain. I felt concussed last time I went. It was awesome.
What if they made like a Themyscira land and they have a bunch of like Amazons?
Like
just
you go to Paradise Island?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I can like, tell you.
Interactive and everything.
I would never leave. I would not leave.
Yeah, Themyscira would be like the place you would want to just like set up shop.
I feel like you wouldn't want to spend an afternoon for an amusement there. Park. I feel like you need to, like, there, it actually needs to be like a land you can go and resort.
Yeah.
And be.
That'll happen. Yeah. Crazier things than that have happened.
Yeah.
It's not hot in here, guys. We're just making an effect.
But why does everybody keep saying Roxy's sweating so much? Everybody's fucking sweating. Sorry.
They were saying... Someone said you were hot as F. I don't think it's the same.
No,
thing.
I said it's hot as F.
So what do you girls think? What are your feelings on this Wonder Woman, this milestone?
Yeah, damn right.
Did you see Gal's dance?
Yes, her dance was amazing. It's actually what inspired me to open up with my own dance.
Yeah.
You did kind of do a little Gal dance.
How cute is she, though? Like, she's with her so little dress. She's just, her dress and everything going on. She's the
incredible.
Cutest little thing.
Who's her husband?
It's like a jig.
Just the luckiest.
I don't know.
He's a really successful dude, too.
I'm sure he is.
I think they're like quite a power couple. Yeah, no, they seem like an awesome couple, but I think he's out of the spotlight pretty much.
Yeah, so The Dark Knight made $534.8 million. Dark Knight Rises, $448.1 million. It's also the biggest movie of the summer in the U.S., beating out Guardians 2, as well as Spider-Man Homecoming, which, I mean, Spider-Man wasn't hard to beat. And it has made almost $800 million. And the next, actually, it's very possible it might be past $800 million right now because this article was from a couple days ago.
As of this typing, as of this reading.
This is
crazy.
His
name is Yaron. He's a successful Israeli businessman. He and his brother, Guy, previously owned Tel Aviv's Versano Hotel before they sold it to Russian billionaire Roman something.
So he's poor. Get it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get Gal as your wife by sucking at life. I got to think.
But you do by sucking face. This is a really cute picture.
Oh, my God.
Aww. He's got good sideburns,
guys,
I will say.
Remember
a
few...
McDonald's.
months back when we were trying to guess on how Wonder Woman would do, I think this has topped all of our guesses.
Yeah, I mean, 800, yeah, I definitely thought it was going to finish, you know, best case scenario in the 700, somewhere in there. I thought it would make that kind of magic threshold, which you know, some films have gotten in there. I know that's where Deadpool was kind of, but I think we've passed Deadpool globally at this point, too,
right?
Wonder Woman has.
Do you know people who haven't seen it?
You know, not too many. Yeah. I know my folks saw it. I don't think my grandma saw it, but she's like 95.
But what's funny is so many people VOD. Have seen it, but it's not really dropping off in the box office. So people, even if they go to see it, are just like, I'll go see it again.
Granted, a lot of that is Mike Kalinowski seeing it.
Yeah. I think he's on like 12 or something, no joke.
Maybe. I know someone this past week who saw it for the first time, and she was so excited she texted me to let me know. She's like, I finally saw Wonder Woman. So...
that's cool.
There is that. All right. So, yeah, we can move on from Wonder Woman. But, yeah, it's just way to go. It's really cool.
But watch Gal dance, if you can, on Instagram.
Do your thing, honey. Ain't no other man.
Mm-hmm. So, Flashpoint, y'all. It looks like the release date, they're saying, is going to be 2020. We already kind of guessed that, but now it's looking more official. Although, someone just tweeted me there was some article that has it released in 2019. I just don't see that happening.
Well, mm-hmm. When we had the initial slate, was Flash 2018?
I think so. That sounds about mm-hmm. right. Yeah. And remember, because for a lot of while, Flash has had three directors. It was
Aquaman in the same mm-hmm. year, yeah. Or was it?
It was Fast Track for a while. It was up there. And then, it was Seth Graham Smith. And then the Fumiyama. And, and now it's... I'm really excited about what's going on with Flashpoint now, because that's the first sign to me that, like, story-wise, where this universe is going... It's feeling like it's going somewhere. Wherever it started, they're kind of morphing the original trajectory into the new trajectory without abandoning anything, and it's mm-hmm. a delicate process, yep. But I feel that's absolutely what's happening.
And here's what I really like about 2020. It gives us enough time to set up our universe. The last mm-hmm. thing you want to do is have a flashpoint before you have an actual universe to, like, mix up and mess with. Exactly. If you don't know the characters, what do you care that they're opposite of themselves or that we have a different Batman or a different Joker? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. So I think that it's important that it takes a couple of years.
Because this was only established, like, 4 years ago. 2013 was when we established the current
universe.
Kind of universe status quo that we're about to flip in 2020. So
I'm not necessarily of the opinion that the Flashpoint movie is going to make everything different, like undo everything.
I don't think it's going to be like a new 52 scenario. Like, I don't think it's going to be the comics where they use the Flashpoint to completely reboot to new 52. I think it's just going to be kind of like I think it's going to be basically when Barry comes back and fixes everything.
Yeah.
It's a lot less things are going to be messed up and changed than...
I think by the end...
with the 52.
By the end of Flashpoint, there will be a small amount of differences after Flashpoint. Just that movie will, I think, stand by itself in a nice kind of way.
What do you guys think in the chat role? What are your opinions on this? Are you happy about the fact that they're doing a Flashpoint story? And that could mean many things.
I mean, when it comes to release date, look... release dates when they're so silly. They're years ahead. They always change. I mean, we were supposed to get Cyborg and Green Lantern Corps in 2020. That might not happen now. Maybe one gets pushed up. I doubt it will. So it's like...
Shazam was 2020 originally.
Maybe you're right. That was mm-hmm. too. So it's like, release dates are what they are. They're fun to talk about. At the same time, things are going to change. I think Flashpoint is a brilliant idea. I think that's going to throw everything into a complete awesome disaster in the best way possible. Like, just to have... like, there's a couple photos that we have up here. Like, can you imagine, Thomas Wayne kissing the Joker? Like, that kind of thing. On the screen. That's incredible.
And a dark Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like a dark...
Well, that kind of goes into the next article about the mm-hmm. Aquaman Wonder Woman Flashpoint potential.
Yeah, well, it seems to be that they're banking on you. Definitely, whoever's playing Batman, it seems like Wonder Woman is going to be showing up a lot in these future films. And I know a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, it's Flashpoint. Pretty much the whole Justice League has got to be in it. Well, don't be surprised if the Batman that's in Justice League, that's in Flashpoint, is Jeffrey Dean Morgan and not necessarily Affleck. And you might see Gal mm-hmm. as this alternate dark Wonder Woman. And you might see...
Momoa.
I think Jeffrey...
as a despot?
I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, for sure, I would expect to be in Flashpoint.
Yeah.
He's already tweeted it. I mean, not that means anything.
I mean, teased it, sure. I mean, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I think, it's going to be interesting to see these next couple of films and how things start to shake out and what all that is going to entail. But, mm-hmm. like, it does seem like you will get to see the Flash-Wonder Woman conflict, perhaps.
I agree.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because there's another article from Screen Rant this week where it's asking the question, will Wonder Woman and Aquaman fight in Flashpoint?
Which is an odd question for me because it's less... I don't know.
Does that happen in the story?
Well, in the comics, it flips and then King Arthur and Princess Diana end up marrying each other. And so they actually get together. And then them getting together and the two of them kind of starting their empire and bringing Atlantis and the Mascara together, it pissed off a lot of people. And so then they go and they kill her mom.
Right.
And so then that's the whole uprising that starts the war. And then basically Europe gets dicked real hard.
So when they talk about fighting, they're talking about marital issues.
When they're like fighting, when they're like, are they going to fight? And I'm like, that's not what you're asking.
It was from the Flashpoint Paradox. Yeah, where it just...
I would argue that Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa pairing up would be too much sexy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm... Yeah, but it's so like, hot. Are they going to fight or are they going
to
hook up?
I can't even look at them in the same panel together. I feel like you need to... It's not safe for work.
We've often talked on the show about some sensuality, which we've already discussed what we think that is.
I don't know if you can do doggy style underwater.
Sure.
They call it seahorse style.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Elena Jordan, everybody!
You're welcome!
That was beautiful. Another cool article here from HiddenRemote.com. What possible characters would we see in Flashpoint? Obviously, we already talked about Thomas Wayne, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, perhaps. Just imagine the scene between Batman and the Joker. And, of course, Martha Wayne, which would be Lauren, you would think. Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg. I mean, the possibilities are all over the place for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, will they change things from the comics? Will they keep it pretty similar?
We shall see.
If Martha's in it, depends. Will we hear Martha?
Mr. Spider wants to point out that Wonder Woman kills Mira and not his mom.
Oh, okay.
No, she kills Mira, but the people who are against it come and kill her mom, and then Mira catches them together, and then she kills Mira.
So Mira and Aquaman are together before Wonder Woman comes in and wrecks that home?
Well, there's actually two different storylines. It depends which comic you get, because one of them, the kind of rebels who are against them getting together go and kill her mom, and that's what starts the war, and then later she does kill Mira anyway, but she kills her later on in a different storyline. But then there's another comic that they are actually just having an affair. They're not actually married. Mara catches them. She kills Mara in a moment of passion, and that's what starts the war.
That sounds amazing. I got to read this story. I think, I've only seen the animated film, which is just a snippet of all this, right?
But the animated film doesn't even really dive into it as
much.
That's
what I mean, yeah. And I feel like that's what my understanding of the story is more from that. And it's like, yeah, some of these elements are familiar, but that sounds awesome. So I'm going to be doing some raiding.
It's kind of cool to see the two of them like side by side and the differences, and then ultimately seeing that she kills Mira regardless of which storyline. Yeah.
What's interesting is, the Flash, obviously with the Justice League trailer, is like the comedic relief. Flashpoint sounds like the saddest, most like intense film ever. So it's going to be really strange. Like, any of these possibilities, it sounds to me like it's impossible to throw any comedy into this. That's why it's going to be very interesting. But
no,
of course,
I think we can.
We got some time to figure it out. There's going to be some.
All right, Johnny, what do we got next?
Oh, what do we got next? Oh, just James Wan talking about Aquaman and how basically he said it was a very technically challenging shoot to be on because everything's underwater. I know, Adam, you sent this over.
This was really cool. I saw this today on BatmanNews.com, and James Wan was describing the current shoot as being like really difficult, not troubled, but...
Yeah, but okay.
But so technical that... he said, like, if we're shooting a scene where two people are sitting and they're talking and it happens to be in an underwater kingdom, it's like a full-on, big stunt day. You know what I mean? Because they have to take into account how the hair is going to flow with the CG.
Yeah, it says
and
it's
how
a very
look.
Technically challenging shoot to be on, working with water, and even the dry for wet sequences are very complex. Our equivalent of two people sitting around and chatting in the underwater world is super complicated. You have to think about CG and the hair and how their clothes move, how they're floating, what kind of rig we put them on, all that stuff.
And also because of the fact that they want to use the actors as much as possible. That includes that they're doing a lot of shooting underwater and they're shooting a lot of dry for wet, which means that that's the stuff where certain things are going to be green screened. And, it seems like he's really putting everything into making this, a real technical achievement. It smells like a freaking James Cameron movie from the 90s kind
of
situation.
It does, but let me ask you a question, and Mike would yell at me if he was here, and I'm sure you guys will yell at me in the chat. I'm not trying to start things, I'm not trying to stir it up, but potentially, is this James Wan starting to explain why it's so complicated because he's a little worried?
No, because at the end of the comment, did you see the end of the comment? Check out there we go. It ends on quite a positive note.
He says that makes it very difficult and time-sucking and time-challenging, so it's not an easy shoot, but hopefully it will pay off in spades down the line.
And don't forget, if anyone can handle it, it's the dude who did Furious 7, which isn't exactly a movie that's lacking in special effects and crazy shit.
Hopefully it will pay off in spades.
So this sounds like the kind of thing where, you know, it's kind of like what they did with, like, Iron Man, where you think, like, that first Iron Man, I still think there's parts of the first Iron Man that look the best, technically, because they started to make things a lot easier on everybody with a lot more CGI as the films progressed. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this is going to look amazing, and I wonder if James Wan is going to really want to jump onto an Aquaman 2, or if it's the kind of thing where, like, they'll catch up to it, or it won't look quite as good because they figure out a way to do it sort of easier, you know, and save some money. But I feel like this is going to look amazing.
I think so, too. I'm excited for it to be in his hands. I just think it's interesting anytime anybody announces how challenging something is.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that that's almost him being like, all right, so because also everything in the DCEU right now has been taken a little bit longer, is if he's saying, you know, there's a reason for it. This is a technically challenging shoot, but I'm with you, Adam. I think that that's basically him also kind of setting up to be like, this is very, very difficult. Maybe in the future we won't make it so difficult. That's an option to make this easier for me because I'm pulling out my hair.
And probably also publicly, telling you to appreciate it.
And his budget, who knows if he's like, guys, if it's taking long and it's challenging, that means it's, say, taking the upper end of its budget, potentially going over?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know. Chat roll, tell me right now, what is the budget for Aquaman? I bet it's close to $200 million. But I'd really like to know that if anyone
but
can find
Fast
that.
But Fast 7 made $1 billion in 17 days.
Oh,
so
and
I'm
I think
not
Aquaman could potentially
it.
Make
I think
it.
It's, yeah.
I think Aquaman could do Wonder Woman numbers.
I think it's possible with the hype that they've been putting in.
You know, let's see how Justice League
says
does.
Says $160 million is the budget.
160?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Is that remarketing?
So Juan
but
is like...
That's a wiki article, so... Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think Juan might be like...
Heroic Hollywood, also 160.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of people are confirming 160 million. So it sounds like it's a really technical movie. And this, you know, it's really interesting. I mentioned James Cameron, but, you know, that's a big part of the new Avatar movies is going to be the underwater worlds that he's going to put you in. So it's going to be like... Well, it's a good thing that James Wan is going to beat Cameron to the punch because, like, Cameron, what if Cameron comes around and is like, oh, yes, I've created 3D that you don't need glasses for and kind of changes the game and screws
you
everybody.
You are actually underwater watching this movie.
The
We're projecting
your,
it.
The back of your eyelids are swimming. So Nightwing...
Aren't they always, though?
Well, mine are. So Nightwing... blah, blah, blah. So Chris McKay basically said the reason why there's no Nightwing announcement at Comic-Con is there's just nothing to share yet. He said, I've turned down films because they were backed into a release date. They made it difficult to make a great film. This isn't going to be like that. I want this movie to blow you away. We need time to get it right. So
I'm glad he said that.
That
yes.
sounds good to me. Yo.
That's all I need. Cool.
We also have no idea where Nightwing or Dick Grayson or anything falls in the context of our movie world and how this movie is going to be built. So there's not much that he can say. And that's clearly the tack that they're taking, but, like, mm-hmm. we clearly need to be introduced into a new Batman universe, or at least expanded the current one, before we're going to meet Batgirl and Dick Grayson, right? So, when does that happen is my question.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, we still don't even know, is like, does a Batgirl or a Nightwing happen before a Batman solo film? None really have dates right now, and all are kind of in production.
Well, Shazam will be in production even before that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Shazam is going to happen before that, and that's actually exciting. Are we talking about some Shazam now?
We're about to get into it. David Sandberg said he's excited to introduce the character to a lot of people who might not know, because he's like, look, I didn't grow up loving Shazam. Here's his quote. To be honest, it was not a superhero I grew up with either. When I grew up in Sweden, there wasn't a lot of Shazam around, so... Someone who learned to love it later in life, I can relate to the people who are new to Shazam. I think it might be a good thing that I'm doing it because I know what you need to learn. And I think that's fantastic because, look, I guarantee you, $800 million, a lot of people saw Wonder Woman, don't necessarily know her backstory, but that movie showed it perfectly.
But they know Wonder Woman way more. And
oh,
I think
course,
that it's what's so great about this is you cannot treat Shazam like he's Superman.
No.
Because it's a very different situation in terms of what the public's knowledge is. Some people, when they hear Shazam's going to be a movie... Probably don't even know it's a superhero movie.
Maybe.
Probably, like, people
They're
don't even know what Shazam is.
They're thinking Sinbad is finally going to be a genie. 100%. And that...
You mean Shaq?
Shaq? No.
First
Shaq
of all, you're talking
Kazam.
About Kazam.
Oh, that's
Kazam. But there is the whole thing that there's... this whole thing that a bunch of people on Reddit and on the internet all remember a movie from the 90s that Sinbad starred as a genie called Shazam that never existed. But everyone is like, oh, I remember the detail, but I remember this. Yeah. And all these people are saying the details of this movie that never existed. So that's when people are saying we had our own flashpoint and we lost Shazam. That was the big difference in our world.
Well, if Shaq makes it, that's kind of a cameo. But no, I love this because this Shazam film, obviously, it's
like
going to have to...
Like Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. Berenstain Bears.
I'm Berenstain. I hate everybody
else. I grew
else.
Up with Berenstain Bears, and it's now the Berenstain Bears. It was always what? The Berenstain
it's
Bears.
Berenstain.
I had no
They're
idea.
Lying to us.
Exactly. Same thing. Flashpoint.
Berenstain. Yeah. I'm a Gentile. I'm allowed to pick.
But it's A. It's spelled with an A, not an E. And I always grew up with it with an E.
You're trying to take away my childhood.
It's wrong.
Flashpoint.
All right, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm a Gentile, but I say Berenstain. So yeah, I love the fact that this is going to be somewhat of an origin story because I think it has to be. I think it has to explain what Shazam is, who Shazam is, how he becomes, the whole deal. So David Sandberg.
The Mandela
really...
effect. Sorry, that was driving me crazy that I couldn't remember what it was called. The Mandela effect.
It's called the Mandela.
The Mandela effect is what it's called when a whole group of people collectively all remember an event that did not take place.
Yeah,
that's kind of like The Leftovers.
And one thing's for sure, Adam, we're not going to hear the phrase, the words Captain Marvel in Shazam. That's pretty much a guarantee.
I don't know that that's true because from what I heard, a page of the script leaked out and was actually alluded to.
It's incredible writing, too.
Yeah, so the script has actually come along fine and I know they've
promoted that. They're doing such a great job with it.
They're doing a good job with it. So actually, a page leaked on Twitter. So we thought it would be a good idea here at DC Movie News to present to you our first episode of DC Movie News Theater.
But first...
Today, DC Movie News Theater is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Guys, we've talked to you about Blue Apron before. You know how great it is. Let me tell you, from someone who cooks for a living, why it's so important how they source their food. They've established a partnership with 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers. The seafood is sourced sustainably under standards, which is not easy to say. Developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, the beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals, and the produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. That means that the farms themselves are like Wolverine and they can regenerate.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Those who spend a lot of restaurants, I mean, these meals are basically $10 a person. Basil pesto chicken with summer vegetable panzanella, that's a bread salad. Whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad.
Damn.
Yummy.
These are just some upcoming dishes that you're going to go. We're still in summer right here, and these are great. I love this next one. It's a miso butter salmon and lo mein noodles.
Miso hungry.
Yeah, with cucumber and charmed tomatoes, and there's also a meatball pizza with, as a kid from Long Island, I love meatball pizza.
I've never even heard of that. That's amazing.
That sounds incredible.
So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/movienews. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. And now we present to you DC Movie News Theater.
Music, please.
Exterior, town square, day. A blue and red blur zooms past in the sky.
Holy moly! What's that?
The blue and red blur zooms down and lands with a kapow on the ground. It's Superman!
Oh, it's this bitch! Hold my beer, Tawny!
Billy hands his beer to the dapper tiger standing next to him.
Meow. Shazam!
A deafening thunder as lightning hits Billy and turns...
What the hell is happening? You know, we're starting this over right now. Start it over. Start it over from the top. We need to do this from the top. Start it over.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Exterior town square day. A blue and red blur zooms past in the sky.
Holy moly, what's that?
The blue and red blur zooms down and lands with a krakow on the ground. It's Superman.
Oh, it's this bitch. Hold my beer, Tawny.
Billy hands his beer to the dapper tiger standing next to him.
Meow. Shazam!
A deafening thunder is lightning hits and turns him into the world's mightiest mortal Shazam!
Back for another whooping, huh?
Uh-oh!
Superman quickly puts a pair of glasses on like a bitch.
Hey, where'd he go? Excuse me, Mr. Kent? Did you see where Superman went?
Sorry, no. Wait, does your suit have a hood on it?
I don't know. Does it?
Shazam turns around so Superman can have a closer look. Superman kicks Shazam in the back like a coward. And scene.
And that was DC Movie News Theater.
Brought to you by Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I love our take two on that one.
We needed a take two.
Yeah, good call, Johnny.
We needed a clean cut for the interwebs. We need to give the people what they wanted.
Wonderful. So, wonderful.
I think that when I grow up, I could be like Adam.
Oh, boy, what happened?
Don't you think so, Adam?
Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, you would probably grow into me.
I think so.
Yeah, in like 15, 16 years, you'll probably look like me.
That was David Sandberg having some fun.
I like the scruff.
With the fans. Yeah.
No, it was real, Johnny.
It's pretty real.
It's real leak. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. That's really what we will see in the pages.
Great.
Yeah. I just can't believe that they let it leak. That's wild.
I wonder the script that is. Is it like the climax?
I would say the last page.
That is the last page.
Probably the end of it.
I'm going to say that it has to be the last page.
God, I hope that's the last page.
Might even be post credit.
The last page.
Yeah. I think they actually just spoiled
like
the last line.
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Okay, so what else? We got some other.
Well, we got a new Superman image. I guess kind of from Justice League. It's from a calendar, but there's some cool images that came out.
Yeah, so this is a Justice League calendar?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got new images of all the heroes, including Superman. Take a look at this calendar. I think we have some of the images. The Superman image is good. It looks like Superman, but I gotta say, guys, I think this is the worst calendar I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, look at the calendar.
I kind of feel you on that one. First of all, do you think they just got lucky that there's 6 people to put in the 12 things? Because, like, who would they have done twice? Second of all, I don't like seeing them as much solo as I like seeing them together.
Wait. Is that real? Look at the backgrounds. It's all the same background.
Background, right.
It is. Basically like that music video that the Spice Girls did, like in the desert with just that one wall. It's basically they just took that wall.
When two become one?
Now, the other thing I thought is like...
Need some loving like I never needed love before.
I want to make love to you, baby.
I had a love. Now I'm back for more.
Wanna make love to you, baby.
Go ahead, Adam.
Set your spirits free.
Yeah, no, I got that.
I'm just waiting.
If you get a Spice World question in the Schmodown, what are you going to do?
I'm losing that one, too. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning on my partner, Mike Kalinowski. I don't know. Is this just the kind of thing because they got to make a calendar and the movie's not released, so they don't want to put backgrounds out, but like... What the serious fuck?
And again, I don't love seeing them solo and everyone. Like,
yeah, and
put a couple of them together. Have them doing something. It's cool because I like seeing any pictures of them, but like, nah, dude. They kind of seem like playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem more like playing cards than, yeah, like little collector cards. Like it would be its own little Magic the Gathering, but I mean, just Justice League.
I get it. Every month you have a hero just in a pose there with you, but it's not like the fun of like an actual movie calendar where those are coming from scenes of a movie. So it's almost like a Justice League calendar that has nothing to do with the film or something.
It kind
of
is.
It's almost like a piece of merch that exists in the now before the film's actually released, mm-hmm. and it's safe, and we're not giving anything away, except, yeah, Superman's in it. Did you know that?
I mean... If they didn't put Superman in the calendar.
That would be weird.
Here's some
Johnny, are you ready for your second album? Because Hugh Holland says that we should make one together.
Okay.
Because we're so good at the singing.
Actually, it would be my third album, but yeah, let's do it.
Your third album?
Yeah, it would be. Let's do it.
Cool.
So a toy designer who's a sculptor released a possible view of what Steppenwolf's gross-ass face looks like. At the same time, it's pretty awesome at the same time. So... This is basically the way his sculpture looked. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean it's going to look exactly like him, and who knows, will we ever see everything? We don't know. But at the same time, still pretty cool.
I think if we learned anything from Wonder Woman, it's that even if things are leaked by anybody, like Legos or whatnot, you never know how somebody becomes looking that kind of way, as we got from Ares. So this didn't bother me, and also because this person has no association with the film. To my knowledge, right?
I guess the big question that people are asking about this picture right now is it just a grayscale mold for the toy, or is this sort of more the color scheme that the character is going to have? And the one thing that I have seen some people debate about is that it would kind of be another monochrome-ish kind of villain, kind of third in a row, look kind of like Doomsday, kind of like Ares a little bit. So
yeah, but no villains should be in bright colors.
No,
man.
I understand, but it's just there is a similarity. We have a big
Joker,
CGI.
I think would disagree.
That's true. So, Riddler, Trickster, yeah. Riddler, some villains. And the thing is, that's 100% true. But this kind of villain,
if you think of like the New God stuff, right, and the Jack Kirby kind of stuff, there's a lot of color and a lot of dynamics going on. It's not about being bright as much as it's about dynamism, I think.
I agree with that.
But I'm not judging now because we don't know what this is. Now, as far as the actual look of the guy, it's a badass looking guy, I guess. I mean,
it is. And
he needs some cream. I think he needs a little lotion.
A little moisturizer.
Yeah, a little ash.
He's got horn chin. He's got like a goatee, but it's bone.
Oh, it looks horn
like bone
chin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like what the Jews have on top of their head, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's okay. We're allowed to say that. We're Jewish.
Yeah, totally.
It's okay. It's all right.
I just think he looks like the guy who would scream to get off his lawn.
He does kind of look
he's
like
he's very Gran Torino.
Get off my lawn.
He's very Gran Torino.
If you've ever seen the movie Trick or Treat, he looks like the crotchety old neighbor from Trick or Treat. Yeah. Without
fair enough.
He's like, oh, it's this bitch.
Oh, this bitch wanting candy. So a fan made some incredible fan art, basically turning the Justice League poster into a Seven Samurai kind of mashup. So
this cool. was cooler than the calendar.
So check
this. Should have been the calendar.
This should have been the goddamn calendar.
Yeah, this looked awesome. I will say. They all look so great.
Check it out. And then lastly, do we want to watch the Batman Two-Face?
Yes, I do, because I think it's really cool.
Then let's do it.
So this is the trailer for Adam West's last performance. Not, you know, beautifully coincidentally, it is as Batman. And William Shatner is playing Two-Face, a character we've never actually got to see on the show. So this feeling has, like, this trailer has a feeling of, like, even more so of, like, the Super Friends cartoons than the Adam West stuff a little bit, because we're getting, like, a character. It looks a little bit more super fantastical. I think it looks even better than the first one they did.
Check.
So let's
check
take
it
a
out.
Look. Horn chin.
Is that the kind of porn that Elena watches?
Horn chin. A porn chin.
Horn chin is a game.
Instigates the extractor protocol.
Hugo Strange.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Behold, my evil extractor!
Burt Ward sounding his
yes.
age.
Yes!
You're trying to overwhelm the machine with the evil! Shut it down!
Harvey, look out!
Man.
It's a double cross. All signs pointing to
Two-Face.
I love this.
I won't rest until we get to the bottom of this.
He says Two-Face like,
the game is afoot, Mr. Dent.
He's never said it on
the
show.
Get out, or I'll put the lead in.
I can't go on like this. I insist you stop this madness.
Shatner.
Pretty boy, we had a deal.
Oh.
Going once, going twice. Sold to all the villains of Gotham.
Huh.
Riddler.
Soon the secret will be exposed for all of Gotham to see.
I love this so much.
It looks like no other villains that don't appear on the show appear in this.
Yes.
Except Two-Face.
Two-Face.
Start side up.
Get them, boys.
Damn.
This is awesome. And with Adam West passing and everything, it just means even more.
Yeah.
Adam, when is this?
When does it come out? So maybe this is at the end.
In October, it's coming to Blu-ray.
We can get Burt in here for this.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
Burt Ward. He told me he wants to come in, so.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want him
in
here until we can get the air
Although he lives in a house with 150 dogs, so I'm sure it gets pretty hot.
Right.
That's amazing.
Joins him.
So amazing.
Super dope.
I could be Hugo Strange. Joins him.
Yeah, Shatner's doing two totally different voices for Harvey and for the Dark Side. That looks great.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
There you go.
Just another reason to love October.
Well, now it's time for something else.
What kind of time?
It's time for
Roxy's Drivers TV time. Sing along with me this rhyme.
Roxy's Drivers TV time.
She thinks that the Flash is fine.
DC movie news, it's time to talk.
TV time!
Yeah, thank you, Matt Vollmar, for the beautiful music. Roxy Stryer, take it away, because you know I ain't watched no TV.
You caught up on Preacher, yo?
So am I caught up on Preacher.
We were
just chatting with the people in the chat roll, like, they're talking, like, Ruth Negga should be
Ruth Negga is so good!
She's so amazing.
The whole refrigerator thing this week, that, like,
so, and like, her whole demeanor, like, the way she's acting physically,
everything.
Her physical acting is so It's
spoilers,
just...
spoilers. Maybe not, but maybe.
What, that her physical acting is?
I just didn't know what that could be
spoilers. Yeah, yeah, Preacher.
Spoilers.
Well, I mean, I won't say anything too spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers. No
Cassidy
spoilers.
Stuff is great. The Dennis stuff is great. Like, Dennis, this character that I thought it was just so funny to have this non sequitur character, this guy that speaks no English. And then it flipped up on my head, and it's the most emotional thing that
what
has happened.
What do you think, yes or no? Should he or shouldn't he?
Oh, I don't think he should.
Will he or won't he?
I think he might.
Yeah.
I think he might. I think he might. It might come back to bite him in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Literally, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I think it might be. Yeah, it could be his undoing because, like, if Dennis goes off and becomes, spoiler, a future vampire or something that starts working with, I don't know. See, they're doing different things with the story, so I don't even feel like
I know
exactly
what's
where it's
going on.
Go.
Yeah.
But I love the introduction of Hair Star.
Hair Star is incredible.
It was so funny. I know some
people. The casting? Oh, my God. Yes. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Some people in the chat confused on what Preacher is. It's an amazing show.
Who was confused about
it? It's a great show.
Superman Ross agrees it's the best. But yeah, but some people
Neo
were asking,
Bryce Largo, Preacher was just wow. Yeah, everybody seems to be digging it. Like, they're really killing it.
Yeah, they're killing it. This season is so good. So good. So that's the little Preacher review. Kind of no spoilers, maybe a little
Ruth
bit.
Ruth Negga's Rutabaga. Yeah, we all know about. We're all getting behind Ruth Negga's Rutabaga.
Oh, that's Josh McCuga's idea. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yep.
Cool. That's also what Josh McCuga says. Cool.
There you go.
So, the Flash guys, we have new casting. Adam, do you know anything about Hazard? Because they cast Sugar Lynn Beard.
I'm looking at her.
Hazard.
I can't tell how old she is. I can't tell if she's a girl. Or, no, she looks like she's a woman.
No, she's a woman.
She's very tiny. She's 4'11".
She's a tiny woman.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, stunning.
And I don't know that much about this character, but she's been cast for the 4th season of The Flash. She comes from Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and she's going to appear in the 3rd episode of the upcoming series. Sharp is described as perpetually down on her luck and is convinced her life is cursed until a freak accident changes everything with the universe on her side. She poses a threat to both Team Flash and Central City.
And it looks like a pretty big break for her. I mean, she's been acting for a long time. A lot of voiceover stuff, but a lot of, you know, co-star, guest star credits, it looks like. Not a lot of regular stuff. So this looks like a really big deal for her. Obviously, the Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates probably helped. Captain Underpants, she's a voice in there.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of big casting this season, though. I mean, we already talked about Danny Trejo joining the team, but we've got some good ones coming up. I'm excited.
I'd be lying if I said I knew anything about the character Hazard. It seems like another deep cut.
First
Flash,
appeared in Infinity
character?
Inc. Number 34 back in 87.
Okay, so not even that old, really. 86 is 87.
I was way off on my... she looks really young. The first photo, I thought maybe she was a teenager.
She's a girl.
Not even close.
Yeah. She looks great. So yeah, good
she
for
does.
Her. Good for her that she can still play high school.
Of course she's
I'm not
Canadian.
Saying she is,
all Canadians are awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited just to keep hearing casting news for The Flash. Speaking of The Flash, we got an interesting article coming from CBR from Danielle Panabaker, who obviously plays Caitlin Snow. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about her character this season and what's going to happen. Here's what I liked about it. She said, "Here's what I can tell you about season 4. Those who love Caitlin Snow won't be disappointed. Those who love Killer Frost won't be disappointed." It's about a 6-month jump from the end of season 3 to the beginning of season 4, and I'm not at Star Labs. It's kind of a lot of information that she gives us here.
Well, we knew that that it was going to be in real time, so like the time that we've had off off from the show, they're going to
right,
we just
she,
haven't seen
we didn't
it,
know
but...
she wasn't at Star Labs.
Well,
we didn't
up
know
in real
that.
Time.
Yeah. And we so didn't know that she is going to people
that she could
be
either.
Both,
yeah.
Either different times. Where'd she go? Is she like on a walkabout? Is she finding herself? I'm excited for this. She's one of my favorite characters, and I'm excited to see her growth.
Canucks fan, what are you talking about Danny Trejo on The Flash? Was Danny Trejo cast as something?
I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah,
I was
yeah.
Looking up.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Danny Trejo was cast on The Flash.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So it's exciting casting stuff going on for The Flash.
He was just, did anybody catch him on Rick and Morty last week?
I missed Pickle
I've met
Rick.
Him a couple times,
Rick.
And he is the
Pickle
coolest
Rick was
dude.
Pretty crazy.
Okay, I need to start watching this show, because everyone
Rick and Morty?
Will not stop talking. See, in my opinion, the funniest animated show, I have not seen Rick and Morty, to me, the funniest animated show on television is Legends of Chamberlain Heights on Comedy Central. It is
okay.
The funniest show. There's nothing that makes me laugh out loud. There's a free plug. I mean, I actually read for one of the roles, and unfortunately, I didn't get it, but goddamn, this show is brilliant. It's funny. The references are just so goddamn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have not seen The Legends of Chamberlain Heights, It's if you don't laugh out loud watching this show, I can't do nothing for you because it is downright funny.
Okay. I will check it out, man.
Check it out.
I know Rick and Morty's probably great. I haven't seen it yet. I need to watch it. But
it's
for me,
so good.
It don't get no better than Legends.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. As a comedian, I think you'll like it too because it's mostly improv, Rick and Morty.
Which is great.
Moving away from casting for a second, this was just a nice story that I found. Sometimes these actors do incredible things, and I think it's important to talk about them, especially because LGBTQ issues are represented so well in the DC shows, and they really make a point with Berlanti at the helm of that. And Stephen Amell, who took his kid, and I think he was with his wife, to, I think it was a Pride event. I don't know where it was taking place, if it was in Canada or where it was, but I guess he got a lot of backlash. Yeah, it was in Vancouver. I guess he got some backlash for it, and people were saying some rude comments, and he took to Facebook, and he really stood up for the LGBTQ community, which I really appreciated. Yeah. I won't read you the whole thing that he said, but the last line was, go be on the wrong side of history on somebody else's Facebook page, XO, which I thought was really strong, and I was impressed by that.
It's just amazing to me that there is still... And I know there's always going to be hate, and we're never going to get rid of it. But it's just, it's incredible to me, the people that do spread hate in 2017, just look yourself in the mirror. You're a human. Guess what? They're all humans, too.
I just think it's interesting, too, because I do find people who are comic book fans to be very open-minded.
For sure.
There's such a different kind of representation in comic books. And if you're a fan of Stephen Amell, I would say most of his fans do come from Arrow. So who are these people? And if not from Arrow, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So... who are these people that are commenting on his picture? Like, go away.
I think, you know, I think it's a very complicated issue because people grow up a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. Like, he's saying, go, don't be on the wrong side of history. There's a certain... and it happens constantly in history. There's a time when something is acceptable.
Yeah.
And then there's a time where it's no longer acceptable. It doesn't mean that the people that were living that way were all evil. But you have to... so you have to welcome people with open arms. And I would encourage... well, so when you're trying to get people to be more understanding... be patient with their ignorance. Don't even think of it as hate. A lot of it is just ignorance. And so people don't like to be attacked. So just be welcoming and be firm, but you know, just understand that people are brought up a certain way and not everybody is born with the strength and the courage to be brave enough to be different than they're taught.
And I actually mentioned it. I have a bit on my album about acceptance. And one of the things I say is like, I've never met a prejudiced person who's also happy in my life. Mm-mm. Everyone I've ever met who's prejudiced is a miserable human being. So just knock it off. Simple as that.
Okay, moving on. I can't believe that we have not been able to let this one go. And I totally love it as a diehard fan of this kind of thing. Save Constantine, guys. Save Constantine.
Oh, it's still got life.
We've still got life.
Another year, another Save Constantine.
Another Save Constantine. Constantine may or may not be boarding the Wave Rider for Legends of Tomorrow Season 3. I love how far we're taking this. It is in no way, shape, or form confirmed at all. People are just running with it, thinking that it might work because Clemmer said... this is a much more supernatural, spooky vibe this season.
Awesome.
We're dealing more with magic. It's less real world bad guys. And everybody's like, we're dealing more with magic. It's Constantine. It's Constantine. It might be. It might be. But it also might not
might
be.
Not.
Might
yeah.
not be.
So, okay.
Save Constantine. Like Zatanna just shows up and we're like, what?
Yeah. I mean, they can really get away. That's what's so great to me about Legends is that you don't have to commit to this one being the one canonical version of this thing in the CW verse necessarily. Like, they're going interdimensionally and throughout time.
Right.
So you can, like, have fun. Like, you know, like, let Superman show up in an episode, you know? Get Tyler Hoechlin over there for one shot.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, you're doing it. It's out there. But I think Constantine would be, it would make a lot of sense. And it seems like the best you're going to get is that guy for one or two episodes at a shot. And they're keeping that alive. And he's still doing it on the CW seed, right? I think they're still producing those things, so.
Yeah, yeah, for the Vixen ones.
I think so. I think that's still happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. More casting news. So this is kind of confusing to some people because remember earlier on we heard that Maggie Sawyer's character was no longer going to be a regular. She was not going to be on the show that consistently. But now her dad on the show is getting cast, which is interesting. I wonder how they're going to play this in. I know him as Tony Almeida, but the actor's actual name is Carlos Bernard. He was amazing in 24. And I guess he's being cast as her very conservative father. So we'll see how that plays in. That will be interesting. This is what Berlanti said. Any character people love is not there as much as people want them there, but from my perspective, we will use her as much as we can. Talking about Maggie. She's wonderful on the show, and she's got some real ardent fans, as she should. We wanted more of her, but she's got other things in the hopper, other things she wants to consider.
I like the word hopper.
Oh, so she's not a season regular. She's just like recurring on that show.
But they're casting her father. So there's obviously a storyline there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So that would be interesting. Somebody in the chat earlier said something that I'm unaware of. I don't know exactly what's going on, but if you want to rewrite it for TV time, I guess. Oh, it's Matthew Leach said, did Roxy talk about the backlash some of the Supergirl cast members got for their interview at Comic-Con that kind of mocked the Supergirl fans? I didn't hear anything about that backlash. Did you guys hear anything about that?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I didn't hear that. But anyway, that's what I got. That's TV time for this week, y'all.
And that makes it the show for the week. We actually enjoyed.
Oh, yes. I was just pulling up what they said. There was apparently some LGBTQ people who were upset at how the Supergirl panel was being run because they felt like it was digs at them. But I don't think it was intended that way.
No, okay. I don't think interesting. That. So. But that's the show, guys. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Keep spreading the word, guys. We still have a goal to get on some panels. Our next goal, LA Comic Con. I think we have our buddy Moda Roland, who's actually working on that for us. He may have a contact
getting us on there.
Big goal, Comic Con next year. But hey, one thing at a time. So if you know anyone, spread the good word, because we think between us and Marvel Movie News, why not? Let's make it happen.
Marvel Movie.
Elena Jordan, go ahead.
Hey, you guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at Metalena Jordan Girl. You can also check me out on RelativityPodcast.com, which is a sci-fi radio drama.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, people have seen your work today on DC Movie News Theater, so.
Yes.
That's true. Very true.
It's better on Relativity. I don't drop my phone, but, you know, it's all right.
Is that what
My phone went to black.
I didn't know what stopped. Happened. I was like, what happened?
I was reading it, and the screen went to all white, so there was nothing on
cut!
It.
Cut!
That's okay. You know, we did it right. It'll be fine. Gertler?
Hey, I'm Adam Gertler, guys. Come talk to me. I'll come to your house and smoke your goat. Check Jesus. Me out on FX Movie Download. Captain America Winter Soldier episode is airing soon, very soon. I'm not sure which day.
Nice.
I'll talk to you next time.
A couple of people in here wanted us to talk about the action figures reaction. We forgot to talk about it last week. It just seemed too long ago. But yeah, Ezra Miller and Ray Fisher opened their action figures. So if you guys really want us to, we'll talk about that a little more next week. I'm Roxy sure. Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer or over at Screen Junkies for TV Fights Tuesdays at 4 p.m. We're live on Screen Junkies News' YouTube channel, so you don't got to pay a dime, yo.
That is right. I found out I'll be doing some shows in Detroit in November, but that's a while down the road. Other than that, guys, it's all about QuastoAlbum.com. Thank you to everyone who has already purchased the album. Getting the Billboard Top 10 would not have been possible without you guys and without your support. If you haven't gotten it yet, I guarantee you, there's something for everyone on this album. You're going to love it. QuastoAlbum.com. Spend a few bucks, support me, and I guarantee you'll be glad you did. So thank you guys so much. And thank you to Anthony in the booth on the ones and twos. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace, bitches.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.